This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up here tonight, police are reportedly claiming that a Brooklyn teenager consented to sex with police while in their custody.
That almost sounds impossible to me.
That's what Natasha Leonard says. She says that's impossible over at The Intercept. We can talk about why that is in case it's not immediately obvious to you. And we got other stuff that we can talk about, including the latest from Catalonia and more. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also, Trump's travel ban overturned by another federal judge. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But we're going to go to the phones to start things out here tonight. Christopher Cantwell is on the line calling us from Albemarle County Jail. For those that don't know who Christopher Cantwell is, he is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live who sadly took a racist turn, and we had to cancel his co-hosting ability. But, of course, it's an open phone show, so we still welcome calls from anybody, anywhere, and that includes from inside a jail cell, which is where you're sitting right now, Chris, because you were arrested after the Charlottesville race riots. I don't know what you want to call it. There was a protest that some of the folks from the alt-right, a.k.a. white nationalists, they had down in Charlottesville, and then a bunch of anti-fascist, Antifa people came out to have a fight, and a fight ensued, and you were involved with pepper spray in that fight, and apparently the state of Virginia doesn't like pepper spray very much, even if it's used, as you say it was, in self-defense. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. One thing before we go to why you were calling tonight, Mark, you'd pointed out off the air that some of our listeners had found an article last week, I think it was last week, when Chris called into the show. He had said that the woman who died after a car went careening down a road in Charlottesville being driven by one of the white nationalists, that, Chris, you had made the claim that that woman had, that you had heard that she had died of a heart attack from having witnessed the car, you know, barreling down the road. But, Mark, didn't you say that one of our listeners had posted an article?
Right. So there was an article that that corroborated Chris's story, and that was a quote from her mother, the victim's mother. But, you know, once the autopsy came out, it's blunt force trauma, probably caused by a big automobile.
Just so we're clear, I was on to something there, but it seems that that story has since been contradicted. Is that the case?
You may have had some bad information.
I don't know when I can't tell you the timelines. I'm just saying that, you know, this is what is considered to be true at this moment.
Right. Okay. And when you're in a jail cell, it's hard to get any kind of
information. It's difficult for me because all I can listen to is the television and the Washington Post and the Daily Progress, which is a bunch of communist propaganda. And so it's a little bit difficult for me to stay up to date. So thanks for straightening me out there, though.
No problem. But regardless, you're being held with no bail in a situation that doesn't have anything to do with anything as serious as running someone down. I mean, you were involved in a fight. That definitely did happen. There's video of that, and you admit that. But, you know, you're saying that this was an act of self-defense, but regardless of whether or not it was
self-defense. I can clarify. I'm not in here for the act of self-defense. I pepper-sprayed someone in self-defense, and that is what I thought I was being charged with. And what it turned out is that two people who I had no violent interactions with whatsoever are accusing me of attacking them unprovoked. They are liars. They are perjuring themselves. I am falsely accused. I'm a political prisoner being held against my will without bail because my political enemies stalked me for days and then made false reports to police twice in one day.
Yeah, and there's even video that has yet to come out of one of these, of what may be one of these people actually attacking you the following day after the initial protest that had happened on that Friday night. So there's some real kind of nasty things going on, I think, on both sides here. I'm sure there are some very not so innocent and very guilty people on both the Antifa and the white nationalist sides here. But regardless, you are being held without bail.
I want to clarify here. You know, no, really, really there isn't, okay? And, you know, and part of the reason I called you today is because I'm really hoping to de-escalate some of the violence that's going on here, okay? But the truth of the matter is that the law enforcement has basically declared an open season on us. We are being attacked in the streets, and nobody is doing anything to stop it.
Now, who's we?
Who's
we?
We is anybody who's been deemed a racist at this point, which if you're white, it's going to be you at some point.
Well, I mean, I'm not a racist, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
When was the last time you got called a racist? It was probably within the last year, right?
No. Ralph called me white guilty this past week, but I guess that's...
White guilty. Okay. Well, you know, white guilt is, I got a book about that.
I do often feel like if I don't toe the line on precisely the liberal propaganda at any given time, that people think to themselves, you bigot.
Well, put it this way. Look how hard you guys have to go out of your way to distance yourselves from my views. You guys have people call into this show with all sorts of whacked out ideas all day long, and not all day long, from 7 to 10 p.m., Sunday through Sunday, right? But you have guys call in here with all sorts of ideas that you disagree with, and you do not feel the necessity to go at the beginning of the call and at the end of the call and three or four times throughout the call to distance yourself from the views of the people who call in. You only feel compelled to do that because
we'll just argue with them and we'll disagree with them during their call. But with you, it's different, Chris, because you're somebody who, you know, I consider to be a friend, and I understand that a lot of people don't understand how that can be the case, and I've gone into a lengthy explanation as to how somebody who is a peace minister can be friends with somebody who does not advocate for peace and can try to model peace and love and forgiveness to that individual. But because we have such a long history, it behooves us to bring our listeners up to speed with why we're chatting in a friendly manner with Christopher Cantwell, one of the most, you know, infamous white nationalists in the country at the moment. So it's really more of a recap than a technique than it is anything else. But yes, it does function as a disclaimer of, hey, even though we're talking with this guy, we don't, you know, share his belief system. So a lot of people would jump to that conclusion, I think, based on this. So anyway,
what I'm trying to get at here is this. Have you ever heard of a concept of anarcho-tyranny? Okay. It's
like this idea
that laws are selectively enforced, okay? So one group of people has a certain protection of the law, and another group of people does not have that protection.
Sure.
Now,
it
gets worse than that. You know, we're talking about private citizens in this particular discussion, okay? So let's take, for example, in July of this year, there was before the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, there was a KKK rally at the same park, okay? And at that demonstration, we had a bunch of Antifa violent communist agitators there.
Did you just say we? Are you now part of the KKK?
I am not part of the KKK. My cellmate is. I've been called a Klan member for so many years, I finally met one after I got locked up. But I'm not the KKK.
Is there is a difference, though, between the KKK and white nationalists, isn't there?
I literally don't even know.
Right?
I've never been to the KKK website. Literally, the first Klan member I met was my cellmate.
Gotcha.
Okay? I can't speak intelligently to what the Klan is about.
So you're not part of the KKK. Got it.
I am part of the people who hate the communist agitators, okay? That's what I'm getting at, all right? So we, meaning I'm on the right, okay? And I'm trying to stop these leftist scumbags from destroying my race and nation, okay? So at that July KKK rally, there's this is broadcast radio, so I should describe her as an obese, purple-haired, black female, okay? And I'll just use those terms because we're on broadcast. And she decided that she was going to block the entrance to the park where they were going to bring the KKK in. And the police said, well, you're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to remove you. And she laid down and refused to be moved, and then they dragged her away. Okay, now she was charged with obstruction because she was blocking a path. Now, maybe you think that's a fantastic thing to do. Maybe that's just some civil disobedience, whatever, okay? She goes to trial. She is found not guilty in court. Now, the reason that I think that this is significant is because the laws are being applied differently to Evan McLaren and Evan D'Amigo, who went before the same judge with the same prosecutor, because they refused to leave the park on August 12th. And they were charged with failure to disperse. And I want to read to you a piece from the Daily Progress. This is actually from the Associated Press.
Hold that thought, Chris Cantwell. We'll continue here. Sentencing disparities, are they real? Absolutely. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
You would think, especially in the legal profession, that women should have every opportunity to excel. The glass ceiling in the practice of law is no different anywhere else. Over the years, I've worked with some of the most talented female trial lawyers, and Gina Romano is kind of a composite of that. You know, she has the tenacity, she has the compassion, she has the intellect, she has the training, she just has it all. And when I really see a very talented female trial lawyer, that's what I see. So she's a creation from all that. People that I've actually tried cases with and women I've tried cases against. And that's where Gina Romano comes from.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dicotomis, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. As we continue here, Ian and Mark in the studio, we'll take your calls about anything. We're starting out with Christopher Cantwell, who's calling us from the Albemarle County Jail as he is in custody with no bail. Now, his views on race, and of course you can tell he's in jail because the phone's terrible. I don't know. Did you switch phones, Chris? Because this one's really bad.
I called you back with the same phone. I'm hearing that click. I have no idea what's going on.
All right,
I guess they don't have this problem.
Yeah, well, it is jail, and so phones can be like that in jail cells. Anyway, so just a quick recap. Chris Cantwell, former co-host of the show here, we had to boot him off because he turned into a racist out of nowhere. And now he's one of the most prominent and infamous racists ever since in America, ever since the Charlottesville protests that happened back in August, for which he was arrested and then held with no bail. Now, you may find his views despicable, but he shouldn't be held, in my opinion, with no bail. As you put it, Chris, you're a political prisoner, and you were going to get into
The system should work fairly and justly for everyone.
But it doesn't, and that's one of the things you're pointing out to us tonight. You're comparing a few different cases regarding a KKK rally that happened also in Charlottesville, but earlier in the summer, where somebody was allegedly blocking a path, was arrested for that. One of the Antifa people was blocking a path, and then a couple of the white nationalists were also arrested later on because they wouldn't leave the park, and you were about to read a statement from the judge as to why sentencing was what it was. Go ahead. Tell us more.
Well, it's not even sentencing, okay? So Nathan DeVigo and Evan McLaren were charged with failure to disperse. They were found guilty. Veronica Fitzhugh is a leftist who was found, not guilty, okay? So the judge found not guilty against her.
Wow.
And
okay,
the judge's name is Robert Downer Jr., and the prosecutor, his name is Dave Chapman.
Okay.
And these are the same people who presided over the Fitzhugh case, and the same people who presided over the McLaren and D'Amigo cases, and they're the same people presiding over three of the guys that I'm on a cell block with right now.
Okay.
Now, the prosecutor found Fitzhugh not guilty for blocking the path. They found McLaren and D'Amigo guilty of failure to disperse. Now, here's what I want to read to you from this piece in the Daily Progress. Following the hearing, Chapman called the judge's decision shocking and said it ignored the evidence of multiple people blocking access to the park. He said if police had not removed those people, there would have been potential for violence between the protesters and the KKK. Now, that's from the January, I'm sorry,
this
the
was
July
the prosecutor who said that? The prosecutor?
The prosecutor said
okay.
this, okay? And it's a really important thing to point out, because what we've been saying the entire time, the Unite the Right rally in August, whatever you think of our ideas, folks, we had a permit, and they yanked our permit illegally. The ACLU came to our defense, and we won in court. We had a federal court injunction that they had to give us that park, okay? They did not honor that court order. They put us in proximity to our rivals. Our rivals attacked us, and violence ensued. And what this guy is talking about is the prosecutor in this case knows that Fitzhugh created a problem on July 8th, that if the police had not removed her, that it would have created violence. Okay, so they
and let me tell you, it's hard. It is hard to beat a charge of obstruction. I mean, I was charged with obstructing government administration when I stood in front of a police cruiser back in 2010, I think it was. And, you know, you can't defend against those charges generally. As long as the cops go up on the stand and say, yep, that person was in the way and they didn't move, then, you know, it's almost a guaranteed guilty. The fact that somebody could have been found not guilty is pretty shocking.
She's absolutely has done what she's accused of. Nobody disputes that she's dealt with what she's accused of. And this is a judge, not a jury nullifying. This is a judge deciding that he's not going to enforce the law on this person, but he's going to enforce the law on the other side. And that is a very dangerous thing, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you think of my views, it's not illegal to be a racist in America yet. Okay?
Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I'm going to let you go. I know you had another news article you wanted to comment on, but we got to get some other folks on here. But I appreciate hearing from you. I know you can always call back another time. Christopher Cantwell there with...
He's got plenty of time to plan his calls.
He sure does. He sure does. So anyway, you're welcome to comment on sentencing disparities. similarities or just plain old differences between judges. I mean, as he said, it was the same judge in that particular case. Of course, we've seen somewhat different situation here in New Hampshire, where a dozen of us were arrested for trespass one year at the jail. We were there having a little protest at the jail, and a dozen were arrested. One judge heard, like, 9 out of the 12 cases. A couple of the cases were dropped, and one of the cases was heard by a different judge. The different judge heard all the same evidence as the first judge, because we're all in the same group.
Yep.
And the other judge, the one judge with the one case, found that person not guilty. And everybody else got found guilty. So, I mean, it was just a... You know, there's no consistency whatsoever, as much as we might like there to be within this this system, and it's unfortunate because it is ultimately ruled by men, not ruled by these laws.
Right. I mean, the rule of law is a fantasy, and it's a fantasy I believed in for a very long time. I'm like, America's separated by the rule of law. No, it really isn't. There's not a lot of evidence of that. You can't really point out how the rule of law is equitably enforced upon politicians. Charlie Rangel has gone without paying his taxes for many years, from what I can tell. You certainly don't believe for a second that police officers are handing out tickets for rolling through stop signs to each other, right?
No, that doesn't happen.
I mean, no, that doesn't happen.
It's called professional courtesy.
Right. Well, right.
There's a name for it.
If order breaks down without the rule of law, then order should be breaking down because we don't have the rule of law in those areas. But it doesn't. And it may be the belief in rule of law is what ultimately works, but not rule of law itself, because we don't have it, and we never have.
And we'll talk more about the rule of men coming up here in moments with this disturbing story out of New York, where police are claiming that a female teenager consented to sex with them while she was in custody. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But first, let's go to, I believe we have Abram on the line in Montana. Abram, are you with us on Skype? Hello, Abram. Somebody's there. Hello.
Hi, my name is Abram. I am from Montana.
Okay.
I am 9 years old, and I like listening to your show.
Oh.
And I also like liberty.
Well, that's cool.
I am starting my own business.
Wow. What's the business, Abram?
Hello?
Did I pull him off the script?
I don't know.
Abram, what's your business?
Oh, I think he's seizing up. He's on the radio. It's nerve-wracking to be on the radio.
It
Abram, if
tough.
You're with us, you're going to have to talk. Otherwise, we've got to let you go.
A couple of deep breaths and just answer. What's the business you're starting up, buddy?
Somebody's getting cues.
I am building a tiny house with my dad in our backyard.
I saw a news story of a young man who just built a tiny house with his father. It's a similar story.
You think it's the same people?
I don't know. I'm going to check that out in the break. But I know that he's been offered already. There's been offers on the tiny house he built.
Wow.
So, you've got an opportunity to really make some money here, Abram, and I support you.
I wish you the best. Thanks for the call tonight. Cute, but not really good for radio. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airways here on Free Talk Live Saturday Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. Live Saturday edition of the program. The number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Whole Food Multi-Complete.
Yeah, Whole Food Multi-Complete's a supplement that it's so much more than a multivitamin because, you know, when you get a multivitamin at the store, it's a synthetically made thing. Whole Food Multi-Complete is made of real food. It also contains essential nutrients beyond vitamins and minerals. It has antioxidants, probiotics, enzymes, and other nutrients that your body needs. If you were to go to a naturopath and get this sort of all these nutrients, then you'd be spending like $150 per month. And, you know, Whole Food Multi-Complete, they bring it all together. They bring it in packaging that costs you far less. And for me, it helped me lose weight just right away by balancing my gut. I've lost between 10 and 15 pounds without even really understanding what was going on. And now I won't be without this product. I love it. You go to simplifymysupplements.com, learn more, Enter coupon code FTL once you've decided you're going to buy. Just take a look at all those lists of ingredients there, and you will be stunned. It's so much better than whatever you're taking. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL, and you'll receive 10% off this order and every order every time you use that code. FTL. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL.
Back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. Hey. Watching the Catalonia situation unfold, it's so frustrating and heartbreaking to me. I get so angry. I want to do something. And, the only thing I've done is made a few calls to the embassy and so forth, and it doesn't feel very effective.
So for our listeners who may be unaware of what's going on in Catalonia, what is going on in Catalonia?
Well, they're trying to achieve independence, and the central government stopping them. You know, as you often pointed out, that the seminal image from that thing is the guy drop kicking, someone down the stairs because they were trying to vote.
The police officer, yeah.
Right. Well, they're trying to stop them. I wouldn't say they've successfully stopped them from declaring independence. In fact, the independence was declared, last week? And then they put it on hold pending final negotiations that they were going to attempt. The Catalonians were going to attempt with the government of Spain out of Madrid, which, of course, that went nowhere. Because basically Madrid is saying, well, you're not leaving, and we don't really care what you say.
We tried giving you people more autonomy and more freedom, but that didn't work. You can't handle freedom, because freedom means sending your money to Madrid.
Right, and so they don't want them to go, and of course the people in Catalonia are fed up with being part of the Spanish government, and so again, they were at the same impasse that they've always been at, and that led to the most recent development, which is earlier today, or when it was today in Spain, but Saturday in Spain, the Spanish government made an announcement saying that they were going to be imposing a direct rule on the region, meaning stripping it of whatever so-called autonomy they had under the Spanish system and having a complete Spanish takeover of the area. The Catalonian leaders responded to that by saying they would not be accepting direct rule. This is from Reuters. They won't be accepting the direct rule. Spanish Prime Minister announced he would be invoking special constitutional powers to fire the regional government and force a new election to counter their move towards independence. In response, the Catalan president, Carles Puigdemont, who made a symbolic declaration on October 10th after a referendum to secede, called Rajoy's moves, quote, the worst attacks against the people of Catalonia, unquote, since Spain's military dictatorship. And according to Puigdemont, they will be rejecting the move. Now, what that's exactly going to look like, they don't know yet, because he said he is asking the Parliament of Catalan to meet in a plenary session during which the representatives of the citizen sovereignty will be able to decide over this attempt to liquidate our government and democracy and act in consequence. So they are meeting to figure out what their plan is next. Dave, your thoughts on where this all is?
Yeah, the thing that this all provides an opportunity. What's happening in Kurdistan is even more tragic, and Cameroon and more places than I can remember are in the news real lately. I think it's an opportunity to form what I like to call it the something like a World Secessionist Council, or a group that unites all of these secessionist movements toward the purpose of secession, but not the purpose of civic unity, but just gets them all together. Mm-hmm. And I can't find such an organization, at least what cursory search doesn't really turn up anything.
It's really hard to find that organization of individualists, isn't it? I mean, this is...
Well, not everybody involved in secession movements are individualists.
No, certainly
many
not.
Of them may be socialists who want to have more power for their own socialist wealth redistribution program.
But what they're trying to do is get together people that want to see their secession, not to see secession generally, because... As socialists, like the Catalonians are, they don't necessarily want secession for everyone. They want it for them.
Sure.
So they say, we consider ourselves an autonomous region. We consider ourselves a distinct ethnic group. All these other reasons, which are fine reasons. But why shouldn't I be able to, if I own my property outright, just secede from whatever government that claims dominion over my property?
You should be able to.
There may or may not need to be, you know, checkpoints set up. I may have to pay some kind of, you know, fee for using their highways and that sort of thing.
You do that by buying gasoline.
Yeah, that's fine, if that's the system they want to use. But ultimately, I should be able to make that decision.
I agree.
I'm not going to try to set up an organization like this myself. I've got too much on my plate. But sure, if someone else does, you know, get in touch with me and I'll be one of your volunteers.
Didn't the Vermont secessionists once upon a time have a conference where they would invite secession people from around, at the very least, United States, if not globally?
I don't know. The 10th Amendment Center has done things that are, you know, along the same lines, but they're really, again, they're not striking at the root. I think they tend to be more oriented toward, let's have hundreds of bills that strike down each law individually, as opposed to the one bill that strikes down federal rule in an area.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, I don't oppose the 10th Amendment Center. I like those guys, and I like the idea of nullification. I'm not opposed to it, but I agree with you, Dave. You got to ask for what you want. You got to ask for the ultimate, which would be to leave the United States quietly, peacefully, at least as peacefully as possible. Although, you know, there are definitely some lessons to be learned from this situation out in Catalonia. If the U.S. government's anything like the Spanish government, then it's not going to be an easy road, is it?
I mean, it's the Hail Mary pass that does not have to be caught, because in most places in the Western world, when you have independence movements, the result is the government lightens up. You might not get independence, but the government gives you some concessions.
Well, in this case, in Spain, it sounds like they're going to move in and take over. So I'm not sure if it's working for them.
Spain has definitely overplayed its hand in this circumstance.
It's not the norm. Spain is the exception.
Spain has overplayed its hand. And, you know, I mean, ultimately, what is Catalonia going to get with secession? They're going to be, you know, a non-EU member state. Spain's going to block their, their membership into the EU.
Okay.
That's going to make many of the businesses that currently do business in Catalonia, like, what are we going to do? How are we going to do business?
They'll be all right. The UK is going to be fine when they get out of the EU.
Oh,
those are all reasons to leave Spain, not to be in it. It's just like Ali Izetbegovic said in the Bosnian parliament right before the war. He said, when you listen to the Serbian leader, that's when you know we have to leave Yugoslavia.
Dave, as always, thanks for your call and thoughts. Folks that want to follow Dave can check him out online at RidleyReport.com. He does some great work here in New Hampshire, one of the earliest movers as part of the ongoing New Hampshire freedom migration, where libertarians are coming to New Hampshire from all around the country and around the globe to gather here and to get more effective together. Because if you get a concentration of activists in one place, well, guess what? You become more effective. If you want to learn more about that, check out 101ReasonsFilm.com. It's 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Great little documentary. And we'll continue here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition in moments.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Saturday edition of the show. You are invited to join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Also, we do have an email list, and you can get on it. We'll send you an email usually about once a week, keeping you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. You can get signed up for that list by going to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email sign-up box right there, center of the website, kind of toward the top of the page. Check it out over and all the other great features at freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls about what's on your mind. Michael is with us, listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Hello, Michael.
Hello. What do you two know about Trump's connection to the Russian mob?
I know nothing of Donald Trump's connections to the Russian mob.
I don't know anything either.
Why would I know anything about Donald Trump's connections to the mob?
Well, because
you read something.
September edition of the New Republic magazine had a front page story, married to the mob, Trump owes the Russian mafia. And then when you open up to their 10-page article, it's entitled Trump's Russian Laundromat. And it has a subtitle. I'm out walking the dog. Let me get under a streetlight here so I can
So Donald Trump opened up a laundromat in Russia? I mean, that doesn't seem like the kind of investments that he'd be into.
Well, here's the subtitle by Craig Craig Under, how to use Trump Tower and other luxury high-rises to clean dirty money, run an international crime syndicate, and propel a failed real estate developer into the White House. Now, you haven't heard about it, and I haven't heard any of the Trump propaganda media, so-called the conservative right, I haven't heard them say anything about it, but all this week, they're talking about the Clintons' connections to the Russian mob.
So yeah, I have heard that. I can tell you that much. I've heard that. You know, to me, if I may,
this is an in-depth story. I got it pulled up here.
Yeah, all I hear when I hear Democrats saying, you know, Russia is what I heard when I heard the Republicans saying Benghazi. I just hear partisan, you know, footballs being kicked around.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. And so we know there is no legitimate journalism going on if nobody's talking about both stories at the same time. Right?
I'm not sure I follow.
Now, isn't New Republic a right wing? That's not a right wing publication?
I've heard it before. I've heard the name before. But, I mean, you know, sorry. I don't keep up on my political rags.
Well, it's very detailed. It will convince you that Donald Trump had very serious concerns about being indicted, and that's why he didn't bring out his tax returns like every other president for the last 40 years.
Yeah, I hear they're going to come out anyway. There's some civil suits, in play or something that's liable to bring out his tax returns.
Right. So here's the question. We know we're in crisis as a nation when we don't have a media that's willing to give us both sides of an issue as important as whether or not our national security has been compromised by the Russians buying both the Democrats and the Republicans lock, stock, and barrel.
So let's presume that that's true, that the Russians have bought the Democrats and the Republicans lock, stock, and barrel. Then what?
Well, then we have to go to a convention of states. That's Article 5 of the Constitution. We can throw these rascals out. We can criminalize those two parties and put them on trial.
But who's going to do that if the Russian government is in control?
Or the Democrats and the Republicans?
Well,
why would the very same people who are under control of the Russians move to restrict the Russians?
Well, here's the thing. I think this explains Comey's action. It explains exactly why he acted the way he did. He knew that both parties were sold out to these foreign oligarchs. And what could he do when he is not the Attorney General?
He could go out in front of that national media audience that he had over and over again and say, the two parties are bought and paid for by the Russian government. I'm liable to be killed after this press conference. Please keep an eye out.
Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Apparently, New Republic is a liberal magazine, so I must have been confusing it with one of those
other ones with similar names in order to create value just by having the name.
The Republic, the word Republic in the title seems like something you'd see in a Republican magazine.
If they said, the liberal press was their name, then you'd know what was up.
Right.
That would be the point in doing that.
So, you can bring up what you want here. David in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, I hear, can you hear me?
Yeah, very loud. Go ahead.
I'm hoping the Russians don't assassinate us all.
Yeah, they just might. You've already lost your country. The people that are talking about careful or we'll lose the country, it's already gone. You need to try to get it back. I hear recurring themes like
why would I want to get it back?
Well, Well, get it back on your own terms. How's that sound?
Why would I want to get it back at all?
Get it back in any form that you want. Make it into anything that
zero.
You want.
How about zero? I want none of it. I want nothing to do with the federal government.
That's a subset of what I said.
Yeah, if the federal government can be bought out, lock, stock, and barrel by the Russians, then by God, what good was it in the first place?
Right, yeah. Well, it's already been claimed, and for instance, your caller Cantwell is an example. What's happened to me is another example, and there's parallels between the two cases and in virtually every other case where a whistleblower type person gets abused like that. So what they're doing to Cantwell in that case is, it probably was a setup because for some reason they want to take him down because it somehow furthers the agenda that they have. And as long as they have...
I don't think they knew who Chris Cantwell was before he showed up on, in Charlottesville. I mean, they may have been vaguely aware of him, but his rising star, if you want to call it that, his despicable rising star came about simply because he went down there and happened to be involved in a fight that got video recorded. And on top of that, he was in a 20-minute long Vice documentary of which he was the main interviewee, the subject, basically, of that documentary within that whole situation.
Yeah, I think once he became involved with that, his cachet of sympathy was spent immediately or evaporated. And so, obviously the judicial system shouldn't have a cachet of sympathy.
But they're out to get it now,
for
sure.
But it appears as though it does.
Yeah, they're definitely out to get it now that they know who he is.
I spent an hour and a half on the phone with the FBI yesterday doing some business, and that's just one of the more recent things.
You had business with the FBI?
Yeah, my children were trafficked, and they should be taking jurisdiction and going after the organized crime, the RICO, that illegally trafficked my children. So
what did the FBI agent tell you when you told them that?
Especially when you told them the RICO Act would be used against the New Mexico judicial system.
Yeah, what they do is they understood what I was saying. Well, first of all, they tried to block you, to stonewall, to obstruct you, but I just kept calling back. I ended up calling back seven times until I finally got an agent.
If they don't want to talk to you, what makes you think they're going to, after they finally talk to you, do anything of use to you or regarding the case?
I have no idea, but the choice is between just abandoning my children forever.
I got you.
You're
trying to do whatever you can that doesn't involve violence, and I think there's some... I have respect for that, and I appreciate your call tonight, David. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's got to be tough. I mean, Mark, you're the one in the room with a child.
Yeah.
I mean, I could understand why that would be a... something that one would dedicate one's life to, even if it seemed completely fruitless at every turn to try to get the government on your side in child custody battle.
Any parent says, losing their child is the worst thing that could possibly happen to them. Losing it to, in this case, you feel that injustice was done through the family court. There's no recourse. There's nothing you can do to fix it. There's no, you're just stuck. So it's got to be very difficult.
Our number here, if you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE. We got 2 full hours to go, if you get all three of them, for the live Saturday edition. And you can join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.